the heavens were open and he saw visions of God. Not little nudges of himself, not little pushes from himself, but he saw something really significant and special from God. And that was really the third week or last week. Verse 2, on the fifth day of the month, and again, notice the specifics that we're dealing with, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity. So he'd been there 5 years. He'd been there 5 years. The word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kabar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. Pretty dramatic, and we've only covered about 3 verses. The specific timing, the location, visions of God, and now we have God speaking. Very interesting, I spoke last week about those visions. And these books come from Argentina and they're not in print anymore, so don't ask me for them. They're cherished. And I was able to get them when I was over there. But a young lady off the streets in Argentina came into the Peniel Church, and she was illiterate. She lived on the streets and she didn't know the front end or the back end of a Bible. Had not any idea of this Jesus or anything about it, and these visions started to come to her. And anyway, Dr. Miller, who I had the privilege of meeting over there and who I had the privilege of getting to know, and he was the human vessel God used way back over 70 years ago to open up Argentina to the Christian church in the form that we know it today. He started to record these little visions, and some of them are so profound, they apply today, and you've got to sort of read them in the context that she knows nothing about the Bible when these were recorded, and you sort of say, oh, that's not possible. In other words, what we're saying, it had to be God that gave it to this young lady. That young lady now is married and in Uruguay, and they've got a thriving church in Uruguay. Wow. And Annie Seisler now, and a great Christian family. At any rate, that's the sort of vision that I'm talking about. Have you had the chance in... It's quite good, isn't it? You just sort of get into one and you say, how could someone know that? And the only way you're going to get to know it is obviously God is going to put it on your heart. I want to sort of do more on that. I want to take it a little further today, that God speaks. The word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, son of Buzi. Again, here he is, still in the land, still by the river. As I said, a type of presence of God. When you read your Bible and you see water, you see wells. You see wells, you see rivers, and you see water. You will find that there's a time of transition happening and God is moving, and it's a type of presence. When they crossed the Jordan, here we go again. They're moving into a time of transition. When you see them reopening, Isaac reopening his father's wells, it's where God had moved and he was reopening something. God loves revisiting the places that he has already been to. It's a happy little thing. When I was in Argentina, up on the third floor of this little Bible seminary, where Annie was saved on the third floor one Tuesday night, And the 1968 revival broke out in that room with Annie and a group of people no more than this. And that revival swept entirely across Argentina. That's stunning. That's stunning. It's only a matter of getting like-minded people together, pushing in for the one purpose, and God will honour your prayers. So here we go. Those specific words that God speaks to individuals is what we call, and I don't want to go too far into this because it's a somewhat difficult subject, it's called a rhema word. And boy, we've all gone through a lot of us Bible colleges and studies and got ourselves tangled up on what all of that means, and I'll try and break it down to something very, very easy to follow for everybody. And this rhema word is like a decree, it's like a commission, and it can be in the form of a specific instruction or correction that can come in the form of dreams and visions and even through another servant of God. And boy, has the church got all tangled up over that. Nastily tangled up over that. I'll talk more about the rhema word in a little while to try and explain it a little more clearly. It's different here with Ezekiel, though. It opened him up to the mysteries of God for his life. You'll find out more what the mysteries of God for his life were in other sessions we do on this subject. There's a specific calling for a specific person. And when you get that calling, you've got to seize the moment. Seize the moment. Everybody has a different calling. And people say, oh, I'm not one of those. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a that. And I'm just a person that waits on table. Well, have a look in the book of Acts what happened to those people who waited on the tables in the book of Acts. Miracles were wrought in their hands. We need to find out and digest what God has got in line for us. What I will say, though, this morning, before I do a bit more on this rhema word, if you try to serve God without that specific directive from God, it'll be so hard. Very hard. In most cases, if you're growing a little vegetable patch, the weeds will take over and it'll come and bear no fruit. The ministry will be ineffective. If alone, it might not get started. And if you do not have a rhema given to you, you've got to realise Ezekiel, he served God without any self-pity. He wasn't in a real good position there. And he served without self-pity. He didn't get tired on the job. I'm afraid we've got it too easy in Australia. She'll be right, mate. There's too much of that. Maybe this virus has changed the dynamics. We were told to look at an international preacher who's preaching at the present moment on the subject about squashing the gods of this world. Tell you what, two of them in Australia have already been squashed through this virus. That's sport and entertainment. There's one for you to take a little note of. Okay. Ezekiel served without being bitter. He wasn't consumed with grief. Oh, I should be out of this mess. I should be out of these circumstances. I should be in ministry. He really didn't know what God was laying out for him. But he gladly waited for the next step in the process. We've got about 24 sections in this process that we're going to have a look at over the weeks ahead. I want to just clarify that word rhema. Say rhema. God gives us a rhema to act on. He often confirms it by a second rhema. Boy, I'll say that again. God gives us a rhema to act on. He'll confirm it with a second rhema. And it says here in 2 Corinthians 13:1, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word, brackets, rhema, shall be established. Now, I don't want to give you a Greek lesson, but you're going to get a tiny little Greek lesson. The Bible, the written word, and the Bible is logos in a general form. But there are specific parts of that where God speaks to individuals, which are rhema. Rhema. You know, I was talking to Robin, or she was talking to me. I couldn't get a word in sideways. We were talking about, you know, attendance at church in real tough times. And we got a rhema back in 1994. And it really confirmed what we were doing at that time. It rested so easy with us. And we just, and boy, it brought upon us some challenges that we had to work through, some tough times we had to work through. But out of it, Have a Feed, which you know that we use next door, was birthed. And I wasn't to write the story, but I wasn't to know that she would get cancer. I wasn't to know that she would face an operation, and went to the Gold Coast Hospital on the Friday night, and Carol brought her into church on the Sunday morning after a major surgery. Yeah. No thought, eh? She's only missed one service in 30 odd years when we're going back. Yeah. I know there's some nights she doesn't sleep really well. Some nights she has not slept at all. We load up front up and we're in here unloading at 4:30 to get this place ready as you see it. But she operates on a rhema word. And if you operate on a rhema word, no man can take it away because God has given it. And some of the stuff she's pulled off has been quite incredible. That operation she had, not that it was a total, and those ladies that know what I'm talking about, a total hysterectomy. Now, a lot of women spend a lot of weeks in hospital over that, days and things like that. The Lord, through the doctor over there, introduced it to one of the best surgeons in Australia, a young Brazilian, Marcelo Nascimento. And he was probably the only one in Queensland that would do keyhole surgery. And we didn't know what the journey was going to behold. At any rate, we ended up at Robina and he did some exploratory work and he looks like a rock star. He talked to Robin about him. I heard he's back on the Gold Coast now working, which is great. Sydney grabbed him for a while. And he went out and he took me in as Robin was recovering in a chair. And he said, Robin, you've been troubled for 20 years with this, and I guarantee I'm going to improve your quality of life. That's all he said. And when you get a surgeon that talks like that, and that's the way he sort of handled it, but we came through. I didn't particularly want it. It was a difficult thing. And how do you pray? What do you pray? You're supposed to be praying for people, and all of a sudden it backlashes against your wife. Your prayers start to sort of bounce back in your face. Any rate, she sort of served. Another one, and I want to just do a couple more of these and then get Ivano to finish us off. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Now, I know 20 years ago in our Word of Faith days, and we sort of tried to learn about 500 scriptures and recycle them back to each other. But that says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the rhema. You've got to get that rhema word. And if you get that rhema word, faith comes by hearing that rhema word from God. There's quite a bit I'm leaving out. Oh, I won't leave this. If you abide in me and my words, my rhema, abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. Adam's out there, Robin. Yeah. So if you abide in me and my words, the rhema words, abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it will be done. Rather nice. But we've got to think on that little one. That obviously comes out of John 15:7. And I guess I can give you some examples. When Jesus told Peter to cast out the fishing nets on the other side of the boat, Peter answered, like all of us would have answered, "But Master, we've toiled all night, have taken nothing." But he then said, "Nevertheless, thy word, thy rhema." So Peter accepted what Jesus said to him as a rhema, cast out the nets. If we had been toiling all night and got nothing, we wouldn't have been that excited. But it was that rhema word to him. So I guess what I'm saying is you start to plough in to your Bibles, you've got to pull out where it says word or words and find out, is it a rhema word in that context? And if you start drafting those out, you will find it will help you in, one, your studies and your life. When the angel told Mary she would have a child, Mary said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it according to thy word." Rhema. What else? It goes on. Peter was told he was going to deny Christ, and I think most of you know that story. I've got, you know, probably 10, 12 examples. How do you get a rhema? That I said about visions a couple of weeks ago. How do we get a rhema? In the regular course of our daily reading of God's word, which is the Logos, said that 10 minutes ago. We need to ask God to speak to us through His Word. So as you study and as you read, ask Him to speak to you through His written Word, Him to do that. Give us insight, provide insight, speak to us, provide insight. And the Holy Spirit can use certain passages to stand out with significant meaning and application for our lives at this time. These are the rhemas of Scripture and should become really a part of our daily thinking. Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is that in that quiet time with the Lord, in that quiet time with the Lord, ask for insight. Ask for these rhema words. Now, if you don't get them instantly or that day, continue to lovingly ask, Jesus, can I have insight and a rhema word? Now, if it is directional, if it is a little bit radical, right at the beginning, what did I say? A rhema will be confirmed by witnesses. Travis, I need you for a minute. Look up. In court, you've got a witness. What's a hearsay witness? That's right, they haven't got direct evidence of it. So you've got to be very careful in your little Christian circles that somebody doesn't get an idea of what you're wanting. Follow it. Particularly Bible study groups and home groups are a little bit of a problem. And they know that Ruth wants a brand new car. It'll be all right. What colour? Gold?
A Ford F-100.
A Ford F-100. They know that Ruthie wants a Ford F-100. And we're in the same Bible study and come up and I have a rhema word for you that the Lord is going to give you a Ford F-100.
Yes!
Yes! Boy, that's happened in churches a real lot. We've got to be... Now, if that came out and we say didn't know, there was no association, and that came out, I'd say stand on it, my love.
I'm standing.
This young lady had $5 in the bank, didn't you, to come to Australia. $5. What do you need? $2,000. $2,000 to start. And the money came through. So God, in other words, wanted her here.
Yes.
And provided a way where there appeared to be perhaps no way in the natural. So there you go.
Wow.
That's how it is. Ivano, will you pray this meeting into transition, please? I think we've done as much as we can. I hope you've got some insight on... Come down the front, mate, on rhema and what these rhema words are. And we'll have a look next week at the hand of the Lord. Oh, that sounds good, isn't it? The hand of the Lord. Yeah. What do you think of that?
The hand of the Lord. All right, shall we pray? Can we all be up?